The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
100.7 Star. Good morning. Who is this?
My name is Tracy. How are you?
Hi, my name is Tracy. How are you? My name is Bubba. How are you?
I'm great. On my way to work.
Well, my name is Melanie. How are you?
I'm great, Melanie. How about yourself?
Wonderful. You're even better than both of us put together because you won these Pyre tickets, all four of them.
Oh, no. I haven't won anything in such a long time.
Oh, well, congratulations. You can't say that any longer because you're going to see the Pirate game, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, hang on here. I love you.
Love you, too.
All right, let me click this and... 100.7 Star, Bubba Show in the Morning, hits all day and always available on the Odyssey app. If you're on TikTok, this is unbelievable. Jax is joining us, Melanie. Unbelievable.
What's up? It's happening.
All of your Pittsburgh fans and all of your Bubba Show family members, because that's what we call our show. We're all a family. We're not listeners. It's not an audience. It's Bubba developed this whole show, which we're family. So you got all our family here in Pittsburgh loving you.
I'm mad that I'm not there in person. Like, I want to hug you guys. My family's loud and they hug a lot. So
so how does this 16.4 million TikTok following, how does it start from like music and dad jokes and then bam, ring pop and Victoria's Secret and holy heck, everything?
Honestly, I've been writing songs forever, and I was even posting on the app like for a year in quarantine because I was a writer in LA for other people when things weren't really working for me and I couldn't pay my bills. So I was writing two sessions a day for other artists, ghostwriting, right? Quarantine happened, couldn't get in studio, had nothing better to do than A, collect unemployment, try to get my real estate license, watch Tiger King and make TikToks and be on TikTok. So I flopped for a long time, and then I did a point of view video where it was Stacey's mom from Stacey's mom's point of view. And that one, like overnight, I went to sleep, woke up to pee, and it was like, wah! Like billions of people. And all those other songs I had posted prior, my original music, like people started paying attention to. So the real question was like, will they still care if I don't make comedy videos, like, and just post an original? And that's when ring pop happened. And that's when, like, you know, kind of music industry folks started paying attention to me as a songwriter. And then here we are. I just kept posting originals and putting them out on TikTok and, you know, Spotify.
So let's talk about Victoria's Secret and the meaning behind that song for you.
Yeah. Victoria's Secret was a really, really personal song for me. It started out as a ballad in the studio, like really kind of a sad one because I'm playing piano. And then when I started paying attention to the lyrics I was actually writing, it became less sad and more angry. So it turned into more of a sarcastic, like satirical pop punk song, right? And I'm an early 2000s baby, so 90s baby too. So I was like, electric guitars. And it was inspired pretty much by the kid I babysit and some of these kids on this platform and their parents reaching out about, you know, kids getting bullied. I was like, I guess it's more of a responsibility. I didn't really feel like personally I was in a place to write it yet, like looking in the mirror. But I definitely felt like if I could plant a seed and use that new following to make sure those kids do not end up where I'm now, like I wanted to write it. So
I mean, Bubba is a dad of three daughters. I'm a mom of two daughters.
Oh my God.
And I'm going to speak for him, which I hate doing. And he doesn't like doing it for me. We literally want to thank you as parents for the body positivity message that this sends off for daughters that I cannot pull away from TikTok, seeing, you know, things that make them look in the mirror and hate it, to something like this that's the exact opposite what we want for our kids. That has to make you feel proud.
It's like actually the only thing that's making me feel like when I hear from dads and moms too on the internet, like, oh man, that's like, you're gonna make me emotional in the morning right now. But thank you for telling me that. I mean it.
I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of the Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.